Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The government insists plans to ban daytime gambling ads on television won't block the broadcast of Premier League football or the Cheltenham Festival. Bookmakers had warned RTE and other channels will be prohibited from showing the popular events under swingeing new gambling curbs. However, one prominent trainer says horse racing will return to the dark ages once the advertising ban comes into effect. And tensions are also simmering between government ministers. Our reporter Barry Lennon has more in awe of this. And Barry, what's this all about?
Yeah, the government finally pressing ahead with long-promised reforms of gambling legislation, overhauling rules, regulations dating back decades, finally grappling with online gambling. And as part of this, Minister of State at the Department of Justice, James Brown, he's seeking to ban gambling ads on social media and on daytime television. The ban extends to horse and greyhound racing specific channels, Racing TV and Sky Sports Racing as well, two sports intrinsically linked with betting, and so both channels full of gambling adverts. And those channels, those sports, they want an exemption from the new rules, something addiction counsellor with extern problem gambling Barry Grant insists should be avoided. And he says the government's plans could even go further.
Well, certainly what we see on the front line working with people who are trying to recover from gambling problems is that advertising, and in particular the directed advertising, directed marketing, so things like emails, social media, where they can use algorithms to kind of really zoom in on individuals who either are already gambling or who are likely to want to gamble, certain cohorts and age profiles and so on. It can have a really, really devastating impact on people, especially people in recovery. We have to remember as well that there are children who are exposed to these ads, especially on social media, all the time as well. This kind of sets the tone and gives the idea to children in particular that gambling is harmless, that it's strongly associated with healthy activities like sport. In particular, soccer is absolutely inundated with gambling advertising.
So with all that in mind, you've seen the proposals put forward by the Minister, James Brown. Do you think they go far enough?
They probably go far enough in terms of kind of protecting children from exposure to gambling advertising and minimising the exposure to, say, the adults, the vulnerable adult populations. I think there's an argument for a total ban, although I think politically that would be difficult. Although some jurisdictions in Europe have gone that far, Italy and Spain will be recent examples of that. We will be in favour of will be things like health warnings. At the moment we have Please Gamble Responsibly, which doesn't really do a whole lot, or doesn't really tell anybody a whole lot about the harms.
The horse racing industry has expressed reservations and concerns and says its channels should be exempt. Do you agree?
I don't see the value in having exemptions. I mean, if there's going to be racing TV on in a bar somewhere during the daytime where kids might be out with their family members having a family meal, and then there's wall-to-wall gambling advertising and gambling sponsorship all over that, you know, I don't see the value in that.
Barry, what are horse racing industry figures saying about all of this?
So the STEMI state agency Horse Racing Ireland, it has a media rights deal from 2024 until 2028, which essentially means Irish Racing has broadcast to the UK-based Racing TV, and Sky Sports Racing also shows Irish jockeys and horses in other jurisdictions. And they all warn it wouldn't be viable to broadcast these channels in Ireland on a separate stream from that which is broadcast in Britain. And as a result, these channels and the industry claim they will no longer broadcast in Ireland, and Irish racing, its exposure would be vastly limited. Hence, they want this derogation to broadcast gambling ads on those channels. And without it, some of the biggest names in the sport, including trainers Willie Mullins, Joseph O'Brien and Noel Mead, they claim this multi-billion euro industry could go into free fall. And here's what else Noel Mead had to say.
For anybody in the racing business, it's really a frightening sort of scenario, to be honest with you, because if the racing TV is pulled, it pulls a lot of the revenue that is funding racing. It really would be putting us back into the dark ages.
A multi-billion euro industry, you still think that could be the case?
I think if without coverage, it will be very difficult to promote racing in people like having horses in training in Ireland, but they're not going to horse in training in Ireland if they can't see them run. Seems like an incredible situation to go and knock it. Like, I have obviously feelings for people who have gambling habits, but whether this is an actual fact would stop them. People that are watching racing TV are racing people. It's a dedicated channel. It seems very odd that a government could propose this, or a minister could propose this, and continue to advertise the lotto.
The other argument proffered by the minister is that if a derogation is given to these channels, that they would have a monopoly on gambling advertising in Ireland.
Well, as I said to you, they're dedicated channels. Is somebody going to get these channels to listen to ads? Is that what they get them for? It seems to me that the people who are going to be watching racing on these channels are people that are interested in racing, not just gambling.
What have people been saying to you on track in recent weeks and months about this issue?
Listen to trainers, jockeys. Everybody is very, very worried about it. I am amazed that there hasn't been more action about it, to be honest with you, but that's personal view.
So that's what Noel Mead has to say. What then, Barry, about bookmakers and indeed coalition TDs? What have they been saying about all this?
Bookmakers have sent out flares, one representative group even claiming Premier League football wouldn't be shown in Ireland if the government has its way with this ban. Coalition TDs, they've been lobbied hard by the horse racing industry to grant those exemptions for those racing channels, and indeed cracks appearing within the coalition on this issue. Fine Gael TD Paul Kehoe, he's expressed reservations if the ban extends to those racing channels, while the Minister of State of the Department of Agriculture, Fine Gael's Martin Hayden, he has expressed concern about unintended consequences from this legislation. But this legislation, this ban, has been brought forward by the Minister of State at the Department of Justice, James Brown, and here's what he has to say.
What it will mean is that hard advertising on broadcast TV stations between the hours of 5:30 in the morning and 9:00 in the evening will effectively be banned. What it won't do is prevent the showing of horse racing. So anything you can see on a horse race being shown on TV today, you will still be able to see after the ban comes into place. So for example, if a horse race is still sponsored by a bookmaker's, the calling out of bookmaker's odds or the showing of advertisements that may be around on trackside, for example, none of that will be prevented. You know, Premiership football is shown here in Ireland, and if there's, for example, gambling advertising on jerseys, that won't be prevented either. It's not ideal, but I think there's a realism there.
If a Premier League team is sponsored by a gambling company, would that be pixelated in any way?
No, soccer coverage will continue as it is at the moment. There'll be no need for any kind of pixelating. We've allowed for all of that.
What of the digital world?
Covered every platform. So in the realm of online, what will be a situation where you will have to opt in. So for example, if you're signing up to a particular social media, you will have to sign some sort of online document or agreement saying that you want to receive gambling advertising.
You're aware of the issue around the racing specific channels. Why aren't you giving those channels immunity from the provisions of the legislation?
I think there's no realism to giving one sport or two TV channels a complete monopoly on advertising into the state. I think under competition rules, I think there'd be no realism to that. And also, I don't think it's realistic to ask the state to effectively legislate to give a monopoly to anybody in particular in relation to one type of advertising.
But what of the warnings of those channels that they will no longer be able to broadcast in Ireland if this is the case?
There's no reason for them not to be able to continue to broadcast. As I say, there is no legal impediment within the legislation to prevent the broadcasting of horse racing. The commercial agreement is entered into long after both government and the Dáil's position was made very clear
The argument from Horse Racing Ireland would be that the bill still had many stages to go when they entered into this agreement.
Both government policy, the Justice Committee's position on it, and the Dáil itself had all supported the position in relation to this advertising. I think the position was very clear when HRI, a semi-state commercial agency, entered into this agreement with the third parties in terms of the two TV stations. We've seen similar warnings when tobacco advertisement was being banned, and again around alcohol, that sports would be seriously impacted. We didn't see those effects. The technology is there. TV stations today can actually decide decide what advertisements are shown into individual sitting rooms, never mind about between different states. So it's difficult to understand why a particular TV station is saying that they don't have the technology to be actually decide what advertisements are shown between two different states. The technology is very much there. And if you look at horse racing 20 years ago, it got significant sponsorship from banks, from insurance companies and other sectors. It does seem to have become extremely reliant on gambling advertising, but I have no doubt there is alternative and significant advertising out there who would love to support and financially support a very positive industry that is here in Ireland.
When do you expect the ban to come into effect?
It probably still would be about, I'd say, early 2026 before the ban would fully come into place. So that does give the industry a certain amount of time as well. As I understand it, the contract is up to 2028. This contract was entered into last May in the face of this legislation. There is time there for everybody to be able to adjust to the ban.
Barry, what happens next?
The bill, the proposals continue to wind their way through the Oireachtas over the next few weeks and months, and further meetings planned between the department and, it's believed, the horse racing industry as well and the betting industry. But with those aforementioned perhaps tensions within the coalition, this one to watch in the coming weeks and months.
Certainly is. Barry Lenihan, thank you very much for bringing us that report.